Migrant shelters overflow in cities as Biden ends Title 42. By Paul Bois on May 5, 2023. Housing shelters in major cities are filling up as foreign migrants flood into the United States. Chicago has long pledged to welcome migrants. But a tenfold increase in recent days has taxed resources. Migrants awaiting beds in city-run shelters are sleeping on floors in police stations and in airports surrounded by suitcases. They're depending on donors for food, medicine and clothing, reported ABC News. Republicans in border states like Texas began busing migrants to major cities like Chicago and New York last year, arguing the rest of the nation needs to share the accommodation load. Watch, NYC mayor desperately tries to convince border crossers to trade swanky hotel for migrant shelter. More than 8,000 migrants have come into Chicago since August, continued ABC News. Some came on buses mobilized by border states. Others bought their own flights or got one subsidized by aid groups. The number of new arrivals slowed this winter to about 10 people per day. By April, the number of migrants pouring into a city like Chicago increased from 75 to 150 people. Our system is over capacity, Brandy Naz, commissioner of the Chicago Department of Family and Support Services, told city officials Friday. Make no mistake, we are in a surge and things have yet to peak. At a City Hall press conference last week in New York, Deputy Mayor Ann Williams-Isom said the city has experienced its largest humanitarian crisis in recent memory over the past year. According to Mayor Eric Adams, the city receives close to 200 migrants a day while asserting that the national government has turned its back on New York City. Adams said that the city anticipates spending up to $1.4 billion on costs related to housing and caring for the asylum seeker population in fiscal 2023 and $2.9 billion in fiscal 2024, reported the Wall Street Journal. The crisis will likely be further inflamed by the expiration of the policy Title 42 that allowed the expulsion of migrants on public health grounds, per Wall Street Journal. In March, U.S. Customs and Border Protection had a daily average of more than 6,000 daily encounters with migrants at the southern border. Last week, Acting Commissioner Troy Miller testified to a House subcommittee that the agency expects a surge of migrants after May 11 and that daily encounters could reach 10,000. The city of El Paso declared a state of emergency on Monday, and on Tuesday the White House approved sending 1,500 troops to the border. Denver officials warned this month that migrants will only be allowed access to emergency shelters if they provide a formal application to stay in the United States, according to ABC News. The city has spent upwards of $13 million to shelter and support over 6,000 migrants, many of which entered the country last summer. Victoria Aguilar, a spokeswoman for Denver Human Services, said the crisis stems from a lack of funding, lack of policy, lack of guidance from our federal government to be able to respond to this crisis appropriately. Watch, 200 migrants released by feds to migrant shelter in 1 hour near border in Texas. Washington, D.C., the nation's capital, has fared no better. Amy Fisher, a core organizer for Solidarity Mutual Aid Network, told WJLA said the city leaders have failed to aid in the crisis. The D.C. government is turning families, including families with small children, including families with disabilities, into the streets, Fisher said. It's so critical for us to make sure there are no kids that are sleeping on the streets, that people have somewhere to go. Families and migrants turned away from D.C. shelters gathered at Mayor Bowser's office to step up the effort. According to the public emergency declaration Mayor Muriel Bowser declared in September, at least 9,400 migrants have been bused up to the district from Texas and Arizona, reported WJLA. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed on Tubi, Google Play, YouTube Movies, or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.